land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this hump day Wednesday, January 24th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This short segment brought to you by Stand Up Michigan chapters in Sheboygan County and Presque Isle County. They're going to have a free movie night. This movie made by Denise D'Souza came out at theaters. I didn't see it because they wanted $30 a ticket. It was like, okay, I'll wait to see it when it comes out on Amazon Prime or some other format. Well, the Stand Up Michigan Sheboygan Presque Isle chapters have purchased a copy of the movie, and they're going to be showing it for free tomorrow night in Onaway. It's going to be at the Holy Cross Church tomorrow, Thursday night at 6:30. So bring your popcorn. Bring your kids. The Police State. This movie shows law enforcement tactics and what the police state is doing, surveilling us, watching us, tracking us. Cameras now everywhere, and how they are weaponizing the police state against us, we the people. So again, tomorrow night, Thursday night, 6:30, it's located right there on the corner of M68 and Glacier Road, 3786. Holy Cross Church, 6:30 tomorrow night. Go there, learn more about Stand Up Michigan, become part of their chapters. Nonpartisan, not political, but they follow these four core principles. I just texted them out to 12 people during the break. This is the list that you vet the candidates against. And if they're elected officials already, ask them about these four core values. See where they stand, and then decide, maybe I need to run against you. It's real simple, folks. You go to a county commissioner's meeting, especially if it's your own commissioner representing you. Ask them, you know, where do you stand on these issues? Going forward for 4 years, not two. Their terms are changing. They're doubling their terms. They're only going to be on the ballot every 4 years. This election is critical. Do you want your current county commissioner to be there for the next 4 years? If you don't, then run against them. Forget looking for others to run against them. You do it. You know, it brings me right back to Mike Huckabee looking me in the eye. January the 11th, 2008, Birch Run Expo. When I said, Governor, you got to come to Charlevoix tomorrow night to their Lincoln Day dinner at the castle in Charlevoix and speak. You're running for president. I love your values. I love your website's policies. You need to be there. He says, Randy, I can't. I have to be in South Carolina. You do it for me. Well, it's in his book, Do the Right Thing, pages 165 through 169. As a matter of fact, I have a copy of it for you to look at the class upcoming in St. Ignace, Saturday, February the 3rd. We'll have the book there for you to see. It's right there in clear black and white letters. You do it. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Want to remind you that the deadline is fast approaching this Friday. You have today, Wednesday, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday till 5 p.m. to register for the class, Robert's Rules of Orders Crash Course, and the Michigan State Constitution. It's going to be Saturday, February 3rd. In St. Ignace, Little Bear Arena, 275 Marquette Street, right there close to the bridge. You need to text me CLASS, I will then send you the flyer and the link to the website, acconservatives.org. You can read the post, follow the instructions, make your donation for the books. I'm ordering the books at 5:01 on Friday. This will be enough books and guides. We already have the Michigan State Constitutions, thanks to State Representative Neil Friske. And it's a done deal. Absolutely a done deal. So you will not be able to come to this class unless you register before 5 p.m. on Friday. Actually, 4:30 would be better. We'll get the books. We'll get everything ready to go. You need to come to this class, folks, just to understand how these meetings should operate. I don't care if it's a county party. I don't care if it's a school board, a city council, a township where they have their meetings, county commissioners. Every single functioning board or organization should be operating under Robert's Rules of Order in the way they conduct their meetings. If they don't follow it, they should. And if they're saying they're operating under Robert's Rules of Order, at a bare minimum, the chairman who runs the meetings should know the rules. If they don't, if they're winging it, it's your job to call them out. Excuse me, point of order, Mr. Chairman. You're not following Robert's Rules of Order. There's a motion on the floor already. It's been supported during discussion. You can't make another motion on top of a motion once it's on the floor for consideration. You got to call the question. Now, you can always have the person making the motion and supporting the motion to withdraw the motion to make another motion that maybe is clearer or better than the first motion. But this is a process. Because if you don't follow the process, folks, you end up with chaos. Meetings that go for 3, 4, 5 hours long. One of the very first things they recommend, a time limit for the meeting. Every single meeting I've ever conducted as a chair, it starts at 7 o'clock, it's over at 8:30. Now, if there's discussion and people want to linger afterward, well, you adjourn the meeting and then go ahead and have your fellowship. But it's not part of the official meeting. You have public comment at the end? Fine. You can have your public comment. When we're done with our business of running the agenda, open it up to public comment. But at 8:30, we're going home. The meeting is over. Well, there's more people wanting to speak. Well, then you should have allowed us to get through our business quicker, faster. Be prepared when you come to the meetings because you got your agenda. You're going to learn all of this. You're also going to learn, because I teach the class as being Joe Tate, the Speaker of the House, Democrat from Detroit. All of you in the class will be sworn in as state representatives for the meeting for the business of the class, and you will all be Republicans. I will be the only Democrat in the room. You will learn how using Robert's Rules of Order, they were able to violate our Michigan State Constitution in numerous areas, passing bills that Whitmer signed into law that violated our core values as being a conservative, but most importantly, citizens of the state of Michigan. And you know what? They don't care. Why? Because they have the majority. Why? Because they use Mason House rules, which are very similar to Robert's Rules of Order. And guess what? They ran the legislation through, irregardless of whether it was constitutional or not, irregardless of whether it was good for the state's economy, good for the people. They passed their agenda in the House and the Senate. Most of the bills this year, folks, 91% of them was party line votes. What does that mean? They passed in the House 56 to 54. They passed in the Senate 20 to 18. Well, in the House, they have a joke of the way to vote for immediate effect. It's not a tally board vote where you have to get a majority. No, a guy up there with a clicker thingy makes a noise, and supposedly if you're standing, you're supporting immediate effect. Do you know how many times state representatives are standing, not necessarily sitting at their desk? The majority of the time. Well, in the opinion of the president of the House, the speaker, Speaker Pro Tem, whoever's there, immediate effect is granted. But you see in the Senate, it's different. They pass a bill, party lines, 20 to 18. Now they got to have 26 votes on a tally board to light up yes or no in support of immediate effect. Six Republicans did not give many of these bills immediate effect. So what did they do? They shut down the legislative session. November the 14th, the day before deer season, we're out of here. We're done. The session for the year is closed. 90-day clock starts ticking. Well, guess what? Valentine's Day this year. Yes, just in a couple of weeks, February the 14th, will have a all-new meaning for the state of Michigan. Why? Because all of these bills that were not given immediate effect in the Senate by six state senators, Republicans, go into effect. The new gun laws, all of it. All of it goes into effect. And you know what else that's really, really interesting about this whole thing? Nobody's talking about it. Nobody knows exactly what's going to go into effect on February 14th. Why? Because there were so many bills that they passed, couldn't keep track of them all. Why? Because they had the majority. Why? Because they used the rules to their benefit. Well, guess what? You're going to be educated on the rules. You're going to know Robert's Rules of Order better than the chairman of most of these boards, these commissions. When you walk into the room with your Robert's Rules of Order guide book, your reference guide, and the Michigan State Constitution, and don't be shy about it. Walk in as big as a peacock with your feathers out, holding your books in your hand, almost waving them in front of the chairman's face. I know more than you do. And you better follow the rules, because if you don't, I'm calling you out on it. They will learn very quickly to absolutely fear you when you attend future meetings, because you're going to hold them accountable. 91% of these bills that the Democrats passed along partisanship lines, Democrats only voting for them, do you know the majority of them violate our state constitution? The things that they did this past legislative year of 2023 violates our state constitution. Do you know where in the state constitution? Come to the class and find out. That's how important this class is. Now, for those of you listening down in Leelanau, Grand Traverse, Manistee, Benzie counties, I was contacted by the chair of the Grand Traverse County Republicans. They just scored a big building site that they're leasing through November's election down in the Cherryland Mall, right on the corner of Garfield and South Airport. They have a huge, huge space there. They're going to be able to hold their Reagan Day dinner there. They're going to be able to do all kinds of things with signs. Well, they're also going to have my class sometime in April. So if you're listening or you know friends, people that live in Leelanau, Traverse City, Manistee, and Benzie counties, it'll be some Saturday in April. We're not sure when the state committee meetings are, and we're not sure when a few other events are happening. So Katie Niss and I are going to figure it out. We'll be promoting it, and we'll have a class down there. I've already been approached about doing a class in Macomb County, southeastern Michigan, and also the Grand Rapids area. But they will be later, probably May or June. We'll try to get those in before the August primaries. But the main reason I'm doing these classes, Gaylord we did December 2nd, February 3rd in St. Ignace, April in Grand Traverse County, is because we want to make sure people know if they have to run for office or not before the filing deadlines for the affidavits of identity. If you do file and you're armed with this information about Robert's Rules of Order, the Michigan State Constitution, it'll basically make you a better candidate when debating your opponents. So how much do you know about Robert's Rules of Order? How much do you know about the Michigan State Constitution? Have you read it? I have. I have a copy of it right here. I'm not going to give it to you. But I've read it cover to cover, and I understand exactly how state government has been violated based on our Constitution. Do you? No. Well, I got a very simple question for you folks. Do you want to vote for me, somebody who knows the limits of what our state government should be doing, versus somebody who hasn't even read it? And the other thing about this, it is amazing. But when you know that you know that you know the subject matter, it gives you confidence. Because you know the actual Constitution, you know the laws, you know the rules, you know exactly how the game's supposed to be played, you walk in with a complete air of confidence. Superiority over your opponent. Because I know I spent the time. I've got this information. You don't have it. I will hold this body accountable when I get elected to serve you, the people. That's all your messaging has to evolve around, folks. And it was because you spent $49 and attended a class. You got the books. You got the guide. You know what you know, and you know that you know it. That's the main purpose of this class. So again, text me class. I'll send you the flyer and the link to acconservatives.org. You can read, follow along the instructions, register. You have to do this before 5 p.m. on Friday. You have to do this, folks. And we are absolutely excited that the Mackinac County Republicans and many businesses, they're listed on the website, acconservatives.org, are sponsoring and supporting the class. Bottom of the hour news break for hour number two. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is